Welcome back to Potomac Highlands Today. I'm your host, Amanda Mangan. In the studio and on the line with me are some of the folks involved in an independent film called Croaker. Thank you all so much for joining me.
Hey, this is Chris Talley. I sang a honeysuckle kiss on The Croaker, the movie, The Riveting Tale.
And I'm Fred Sullivan. I actually had an extras part in the movie Croaker, and I get to sing on this film soundtrack with Chris Talley here from Cumberland.
I'm Fred Turling, writer, director, producer on Croaker, and writer and director of Dead Edit, which Fred will be playing a filmmaker on.
So first off, tell me about Croaker.
Croaker is a throwback to older drive-in movies. It's my first film. I wanted to do something like the films that inspired me or that I grew up with. Our Saturdays as kids, well, pretty much were the same. My father threw us all in the back of the station wagon and headed to the drive-in, and those are the kinds of movies that we saw. Old Hammer films, Dracula, Godzilla movies, you know, just the old classic drive-in films. Monster movies that were fun, that were innocent, that were, you know, not like today with the blood and gore and the boobs and all of that stuff. It was a simpler time, and that's just kind of the film that I wanted to make. It's about two brothers that are separated by a curse. There's this creature kind of stalking people in this town, trying to collect up some souls and make a prophecy come true.
Where all did you film? You filmed in Pennsylvania?
Yes, it was filmed in my hometown. I wrote it in my hometown. That was kind of important for me to do, so I wanted to do that in Canonsburg. And we filmed some of it out in Emsworth, as one of our main characters, Marty Patterson, is from Emsworth, and he had some local connections out there that we could use to film some of the creek scenes. And we filmed a lot of stuff in Sunny Jim's Tavern in Emsworth. The owner is James Oliver, who also came on to be an executive director on the film as well.
What else do you want to get out there for folks about this film or where they can get more information?
We have a website, croakerthemovie.com, real simple. It is available on amazon.com as both a streaming download for $1.99, or they can download the permanent version or order it for $9.99. But they can do that through the website, or if they go to Croaker the Movie on Facebook as well, there's a action button at the top of that where they can order a hard copy of the film in the case. I don't know, we try to make it available for everybody in all three different modes. As people get, I don't know, everybody watches movies so differently these days. There's not necessarily DVD or Blu-ray. A lot of people stream now, so we wanted to make it available for them like that as well.
So what's been the best part of this process for you?
Getting it done. A lot of independent films don't get finished. They start, stop. People have jobs. Things happen. It's just getting it finished was huge. There were 9 million hurdles that popped up as the process went along. And even with this intimate planning that I did to get it finished in the very beginning, going through the process, everything went wrong. I mean, you have Chris and Fred there who kind of bailed me out at the end, because the person I had who was supposed to deliver the music, who was my music coordinator, just didn't deliver. He disappeared off the face of the planet and made a lot of promises, and it just didn't happen. So I was kind of stuck for music at the 11th hour. I met Fred and Chris, heard them sing, and I was like, wow. And then with Honeysuckle Kiss and talking to Fred about doing Froggy Went A-Courtin', those two kind of became the soul for the music, so to speak. It was awesome. So I guess two-part answer, solving problems and getting it finished.
And what was it like for you two gentlemen being on the film and being a part of this process?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was definitely something new for me. I had been in Jesus Christ Superstar in Allegheny College, and I did a little bit of acting on that, but I went up here and did the extra part. My wife, Belinda, actually seen it on Craigslist, and she said, hey, we should go out and try out for this. Let's go to Canonsburg. I said, okay, well, who's the guy we're going to do it for? And she goes, well, I think his name is Fred or Vic. I don't know what his name is, but we're going to go do it. And I said, that's great, you know. So for me, it was just a real eye-opener for me. I just really wanted to get into acting. And then it just popped out that, you know, I got on the soundtrack, and it was just like, wow, this is just really cool. You know, I hope I get to do this again. And, of course, you know, here I am. I'm in a second movie now and I actually got a speaking part. So this is really cool. I'm enjoying it.
It was cool for me. Fred calls me and says, hey, Chris. I'm like, what's up, buddy? He's like, want to be in a movie? I'm like, sure, I'll be in a movie, because I'm always game, you know. I play in a couple bands, and, you know, I have a couple CDs out. And I said, sure, I'll come. I was going to go play guitar. So I get there, and I just did a demo of Honeysuckle Kiss in a small studio. And Fred's like, we need a song. And then this Fred says, hey, go get that demo out of your truck. So, and that's how that went. So I played guitar for Fred, which actually I'm a drummer. So, you know, so, but it was fun. And we got out there, and the studio was really cool. And we videotaped a little bit, and seeing it on, you know, the internet and the trailer and stuff, because there's a cool trailer. If you go online and look up Croker, A Riveting Tale, or anything to do with that, you'll come up with the trailer. And it's pretty neat just to watch it and be part of it. And Mr. Turling was great, and Fred was cool. So we've been friends a long time, and it was just a blast.
Yeah, and any other movies that we do with, you know, Fred Turling, and if we end up on the soundtrack or whatever, we're more than happy to do that. It was just a great experience for us.
And then anything else about the movie that you all want to get out there for folks?
Oh, go see, get Croker, because there's a scene where this dude's eating chicken wings.
Yeah, that's probably that's one of the funniest parts of the movie.
And I don't know why.
Guys eat the chicken wings.
My family and I, we watched it. We're just watching this guy eat chicken wings. It's just, I don't know. It's funny.
It's kind of a hidden humor there.
It's a very different kind of movie. It's the only thing I can liken it to is maybe Goosebumps. Kids love it. Families love it. It's quirky. There's two guys trying to find a secret sauce for chicken wings while this monster's going around. Our lead is Miss Pennsylvania 2014. We have Hockey Hall of Famer Billy Guerin from the Pittsburgh Penguins in there. It's just an odd mishmash. Tongue twister there. Mashup of really odd things. And kind of the neat thing about doing your own film is, especially the first one, you can do those kinds of things. Why not? Why go for something that is... I didn't make this. They always say that you should write or make music or make films for yourself first. And that's kind of what we did. And I think that Fred and Chris will both agree. We all had a lot of fun. And the subsequent screenings and things that we've done, we had a screening in the bowling alley. I mean, we do all these quirky shows, you know, just kind of it exemplifies the quirkiness of the film. It's campy, it's fun, it's tongue-in-cheek, you know, just fun kind of stuff.
And then what's next?
The next film is Dead Edit. Dead Edit is not any of those. Dead Edit is a real 180, a dark turn. Dead Edit is a dark thriller. What can I say about this film yet? We haven't started shooting. We start shooting in mid-May. It's a film about a filmmaker who is working on a documentary about independent filmmaking. And it covers and explores some of those things that I talked about a minute ago with the hurdles and disappointments and things, the things that you run into when you're making a film that try to keep you from doing it. Except there's a dark twist to it. She loses control a little bit, and her friends become part of the story. It's shot in first person, but very different. We're doing it stationary. In first person, I mean like films like Blair Witch Project or Paranormal Activity, Cloverfield, but we don't have the shaky camera. I can't explain it. It'll be easier to explain when you see it when it releases. Because that's one thing. I always want to do something different or try to scratch a new surface. So Fred is going to play. Part of the story is that Zoe, who's played by Zosia West, will be... she's the main girl. She's the filmmaker. And there's a segment of the film where she's interviewing other independent filmmakers on their experiences in filmmaking. And Fred will play... right now his name's Cool Guy. I don't have a name for that part in the script as it is. Cool Guy, his monologue kind of sets the tone for Zoe's mindset when she kind of loses it. She flashes back on what he says, and it's kind of like the turning point for her in the film to where she takes her little project. Something happens in the film that's bad, and it turns the entire story from this kind of happy little documentary that she's shooting into this really dark thing. And Fred's character, his little 2-minute monologue is something that she keeps thinking back on what he says. And that is what she, I don't know, he says something about, have you ever just lifted that veil? Because as creative people, me in particular, sometimes when I write, it's like, well, what would happen if this happened? Nah, that's too dark. I don't want to go there. Well, she goes there, and she thinks about that because Fred talks about that. I wonder what would happen artistically if we would one day just lift that veil, and the darkness just comes out, and whatever happens, happens. We just roll with it. So that's kind of the theme of what happens in Dead Edit. So that's the next project.
And then anything else any of you want to get out there for?
Actually, you know, just when this new movie comes out, I would highly suggest, you know, getting a copy of it because, you know, Fred is an incredible director. He, you know, with Croker, I love the movie. I love being a part of it, and I'm looking forward to being part of Dead Edit also. I'm very looking forward to that. And, it, you know, who knows? I might end up on that soundtrack, but that's totally up to the director, so we'll see what happens.
In the first the first movie, the packaging is very professional. It's a top shelf. When you look at it, it looks just like everything else in the store that you buy. I mean, it was very professionally done. I was really impressed with the quality of everything. So this stuff is he puts a lot of time into it, and Mr. Terling is doing everything to make it the best it can be. So it's very compatible to what you see out there. So
yeah, definitely a lot of effort on his part, and the cast of the movie is incredible. It was like a family. They did a very good job on it, and I was just happy to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to this one also.
Yeah, thank you, guys. That's one of the things that I wanted to do in making my film. We don't need a $200 million Hollywood budget. I think that I wanted to show that, you know, with hard work and the right crew, which is why I want to work with the same people over and over and over again, you know, together we can have fun but still put out a film that looks like anything else that you would see on the shelf or in the theater. It looks phenomenal on the big screen, and I was really, really thrilled seeing that on the big screen. It was like, wow, it looks just like a movie. And I think my nephew, Spencer, even said that. He's like, wow, this looks like a real movie. And I laughed, and I was like, well, that's good. Then I hit the mark. And, you know, we want to do that with the current technology and in equipment and cameras that are out there today. You can do that without a bazillion-dollar budget and still, you know, make something that's quality that people can have a good time with. And I'm glad that Fred and Chris felt that experience was good and that it looked that way.
It was great that day, looking out the window when we were up there. It was snowing to beat the band. It was like a whiteout that day. It was pretty awesome.
Yep.
And we're looking out, we're going, oh, my goodness, we might be staying here in the studio tonight.
Yep, might be cutting another song.
Nice.
Well, anything else any of you want to get out there?
Dead Edit comes out, like I said, get a copy of it. You know, I'm sure it'll be, like Vic said, he's got it on Amazon. He's working on different other things to get it out there. And it'll be on Facebook. We all have Facebook. It's a social network. So get out there on Facebook and take a look at it and get your copy when it comes out. And also Croker. Look at the Croker movie. Get your copy of that. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to shop Dead Edit before we press it. So unlike Croker, which we just pressed and got into local retail outlets and on Amazon, we ran in Giant Eagle and Shop and Save. Shop and Save is actually coming up. We're always working to get it out to new networks. So if anybody's listening, local retail outlets, grocery stores, just contact me through the internet and we'll get you copies there. Dead Edit, we're going to take to larger film festivals and go for a larger distribution because it is more mainstream. It is something that studios would be interested in looking at picking up for the big screen. So
that's incredible. And now, Chris and Fred, if you don't mind performing some of the songs that can be heard on Croker.
All right, this is Honeysuckle Kiss. I'm going to do a little piece of it. She lived down the dirt road on her daddy's farm. spent lots of time on that tire swing hanging from the barn. Well, she was my best friend, I called her Bobby. We hung out all the time. She'd wear denim overalls, and I'd love to see her smile. Walking to the fishing hole, she'd stop for honeysuckle drips. We'd sit on the bank a while, and that girl would watch me fish. She leaned over, said, "Don't tell my mama." That was my first kiss. Even till this day, I can taste honeysuckle on my lips. There you go. How's that for you? That's a little piece of honeysuckle kiss.
Mr. Froggy went a courting and he did right on. Mr. Froggy went a courting and he did right on. Well, Mr. Froggy went a courting. He didn't ride, he had a sword and a pistol by his side.
That's kind of at the end of the credits of the movie, so that'll kind of give you an idea how that sounds. But also we did a little slower version on the movie of that, where actually Miss Pennsylvania is driving her SUV. And the thing is you hear me and Chris in the background on the radio on the SUV she's driving. So that was really cool. And the song is actually played in a part of the movie where the bar scene, the guy eating the chicken wings, of course, you hear in the bar scene, me and Chris back in the back there doing our thing. And it's just a really great experience. We're really great to be a part of it. And it was just, I can't wait for the next one.
Fred's been very successful. He's played in a lot of bands. He's a great lead vocalist. And everyone in town in Cumberland knows who he is and has heard him sing for various groups, but Fred's very talented. And matter of fact, he sang backup on my first CD, Coming to the Mountain, a long time ago. So when I did my first CD, Fred was part of my first CD.
Yeah, and that was really awesome too, to be a part of, you know, Chris's album that he was putting out. And I always, you know, try to help the local musicians in the area. You know, if they want me on the backup, hey, I'm up for it. Sign me up for it. You know, and you know, recently I had a buddy of mine, Jim Corley. We all know him from Cumberland. He popped up on Facebook one day, and he said, "Hey, Fred, I hear where Stone Temple Pilots is doing auditions. You ought to get in on that." And I said, "Sure, I'll go ahead." And I went and put a soundtrack in, and I downloaded this mixer, which I had no idea what I was doing, but I tried to figure it out. And that's how I put the audition on the Internet for everybody to see. And my video's on YouTube. Now, of course, Stone Temple Pilots is done with their auditions. You know, you can still go and listen, I believe. That type of thing, but you know, it's like winning the lotto. We'll see what happens because it's nationwide, but gonna give it a good shot. As far as the audition, I do have that on Facebook. I've put it out to a lot of friends and stuff like that. Just click on the video there and listen to it. I do a version of Plush, which is really cool. And I know Chris's daughter here will be recording some music here shortly too. So
hey, my daughter Peyton and I just collaborated on our first song called Trainwreck. And we're going to get her in the studio, hopefully in the very near future, and get her recorded. And on YouTube, she did a song on YouTube with the banjo. She took a few banjo lessons. She's actually getting good at it. But I think she's got a great voice and probably has a great future in singing if she's interested in going that route, you know.
Yep.
But, I mean, music's been good to me. I mean, I love it. It's a big part of my life. Got a passion for it. It's like the first CD we did. I'm Dean Kramer come out. He produced the first CD. All the musicians in town, we've all played on stage with each other somewhere along the line.
Yeah,
Fred's playing
absolutely
in some bands now. And you know, I'm out with Greg Larry and Night Traveler occasionally. And I sing a lot of churches, you know. And I've been the drummer out at Grace Assembly in Fort Ashby for years. And I'm on a sabbatical right now. But, you know, we're all like friends here in town.
Yeah, and I actually sing with local bands, City Limits and Solly and Rock. So come out and see us.
Thank you all so much for joining me this morning.
Well, no problem. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Glad to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you, Amanda. Thanks, Chris and Freddie. Thank you.
And to find out more, definitely find Croaker the Movie on Facebook. Keep it tuned in right here to WKLP 1390.